Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Quana. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing, Quata?
Hi, how are you?
I need to know some information. I have a card number that was used.
May I have your zip code?
What'd you say your name was again? Quana?
Yes, sir.
Quana. When using the card, is the zip code like when using the card on your site, is the zip code needed?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It is on this card one I was yeah. All right, it's 19943.
You're the first and last name?
To Aim Unique on the card.
What is your first and last name, sir?
TOAINE. Last name is Unique. UNIQUE.
One moment. Okay, and can you verify the shipping address for security purposes?
Okay. That's the issue. The issue is I need the shipping address.
Okay, so I do have a shipping address. I need you to verify the shipping address
Say
for
it again.
secure. I have an address on file. I need you to verify the shipping address for security purposes.
Okay. That's crazy, and I'm not trying to be funny, I promise. But I need the shipping address for security purposes. Like, I need it from you.
Okay, sir, what will be your shipping address?
Okay, the shipping address I give you is not going to be the right shipping address. The reason why is somebody used my card. So this is my card. I have the card in front of me. So I need the shipping address so I can approach it in a proper manner.
I do also, sir.
Huh?
So do I, sir.
Yeah, but do you understand what I'm saying? Because I don't think you understand what I'm saying.
I do, sir.
Okay, so I went to a after hour spot in Newark, and I used my card for a hookah. And like a day or 2 days after I get this charge, that's the only time I used my card was somebody had access to my card. So the reason why I need the shipping address is because I know exactly where I used it at. But I need the shipping address so I can give to the owner so he can know exactly who stole my card number. And without the information, I can't handle it properly. Like they stand a chance to be like, oh, I didn't do it or a friend did it. But with the shipping address, I can go to him and say, hey, whoever has this address is the one who stole my card. You understand what I'm saying, ma'am?
The address what I have is the number 9 Evergreen Drive.
That's my address.
Okay, sir. Dover.
Yeah.
19901.
Yeah.
Okay, so the charge I have on here was back for June 2nd. You paid the shipping charge of $7.95 for the platinum watch, the smartwatch. So the charge of $67.32 is for an online membership that you were enrolled into when you purchased the watch.
So this that's the gimmick. The
It was
gimmick is
explained in the terms and conditions that you would be enrolled into the membership.
yeah, they know nobody gonna read that shit.
Well, sir, I do apologize if you did not read those terms and conditions, but it was explained.
Nah, I literally no. I thought the way it came through is that hey, for being like a longtime member of AT&T, you want to watch, and they got you. So literally, that's how it came through on my phone. Like, hey, you want to watch? All you got to do is pay for shipping. So I had no idea of this charge that was going to be later. That's literally the way it came through on my phone. Oh, wow. Shit, I'm glad I called.
Okay.
So, ma'am.
Yes, sir, I'm listening.
What can we do about this?
I can cancel that account.
Yeah, am I going to get my money back, though?
I can do a 35% refund back on that charge.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good enough, ma'am, because I was unaware of
I
that.
Do apologize, sir, but it did explain in those terms and conditions. But
okay.
As a courtesy,
No,
instead of
no
35%,
problem.
I could bring it up to a 50% refund.
No problem. Can I speak with the manager, please?
I'm handling the call, sir. Do you accept the 50% refund?
Excuse me, love. Quana, I listen. I get where you're coming from. I can tell by your tone of the voice and all of that, you're not really trying to help me. So
I am, sir. I just try to do a courtesy refund.
Well, see, listen, right? It's not a courtesy if something was given, something was presented to me as a gift for me being along. Look. I know you don't feel like helping me, and I don't feel like going back and forth. That's the reason why, with all due respect, I have to speak to a manager.
One moment, sir.
Because, thank you. Man, I'm fucking getting you, and I just canceled my fucking card. Just no, it's all right. It's all right. Damn. These motherfuckers just be charging your shit. Like, it's like fucking fraud.
Few more moments, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, sir, I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred over. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay.